Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Oh, God has made.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to
the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord.
Sing to the Lord.
Since there's going to be a lot of voices on the mic, I'm going to go ahead and pray again, even though we already started with prayer, but you know how we are. So please, if you can kneel, please do so. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all the blessings that we have seen in just the last 30 days alone. Thank you for letting us see our prayers answered, even when the answer is no, because we know that nothing evil comes from above. You allow us sometimes to go through trials so as to teach us where we are, you know, stepping off the path or not, or losing focus on you. And so thank you for blessing us and giving us an opportunity every month to go forth as they did, as your people have been doing for thousands of years. In fact, Isaiah 12:4 says, "And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted." And that is what we want to do today, Father, to glorify you, because you are our Father and your promises are real. And we offer these praises in the name of your Son, our Savior, and our King for eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, amen and amen. And so thank you again, Brother Jill, for recording testimony service. I know I always say that to remind you, but... And I know you always get it, but, you know, I love fail-safes. So I always don't want to take that chance. But I have to ask anybody that's on WTPR, how is the signal? I just got a text from Brother Tim out there and down south, and he's saying that WTPR is going in and out, and it's probably his internet. But how's the majority of the people in here on WTPR? Is it because I can't test it on my side unless I use a cell phone, because like if I turn on my monitor to WTP, you know, the audio monitor, it's going to be instantaneous, the echo, because it's running through Turbo, which is a completely different server. So it should be, So Brother Gilbert, he had to jump on to, but yeah, that was early on. I switched. I don't know if anybody realized that, I fell out of Turbo only because I'm using a different internet to use just Turbo on my system. Okay, thanks, Sister Marie. Okay, so she's getting, it's a good signal over there because I noticed before that we were always having issues with WTPR because that server is writing on the same one for John 14:29 and remedygod.net. And so what I did was, John 14:29 and remedygod.net, well, the audio section of remedygod.net is crippled during church services where, yeah, you're not going to get it. Which stream are you talking about, Arthur? WTVR, or are you talking about, yeah, because it depends on your internet too, because that might be what's going on there with, because Twitch is going to have a little bit more stable setup because so many people use it. Let me just see. Okay, good to know, Tim. All right. Yeah, because early on in the service, I noticed that WTPR was, well, Turbo was fluctuating on the server to my left, which is a completely different network. And I realized that I was stressing the bandwidth. I didn't realize it. I was using the same internet for my system, for Twitch, for WTPR, remedygod.net, and John 14:29. Even though I crippled those servers are still there getting, you know, probably pinging and stuff, but it's not big deal. And so I separated to where Twitch and my main system's on one internet, WTPR is on another, and the websites, of course, are on the old internet. So we got three internets here. We have no choice but to do it that way because the main internet here is very unstable. And so everything... For us to be able to do church is going to be on anything but my old internet. That's why the new text chat, and I want to praise the Lord for this. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll put it in the room. The old text chat, I don't know if anybody remembers this one, for those of you that are on the stream, on Twitch, stream where you get video. You'll notice that, the old text chat. I'll probably remove the women's study and the men's study thing unless somebody tells me to do otherwise, because they're at the wrong times anyway. Well, Thursdays at 8 p.m. is right for the women. The guys don't do it on Sundays at 1 anymore, but I'll just remove those. But that is the old text chat. And the reason I'm doing this is because this new one that we've been using for a couple of years, because I remember the last time we used this one was in 2022 or late 19, or late 20, rather, 2020. Is this new one, every time my wife has to get in, we got to sometimes double and triple log in. You got to log in, then it says log into WordPress, and then cancel it out, log in again, and then you're usually in. But sometimes she has to do it three times. And I'm not getting any response from tech support, which means they can't figure out how to fix it. And so we might go back to this old text chat. The only problem is it's on the remnantofgod.org. server, which means I've got to build a whole new back end on remnantofgod.net to get it to work, because this doesn't just run on its own. It has an operating system that it needs. And so I'll be doing that this week, but I'm waiting on tech support to know what version of the operating system I'm going to have to install, because it works fine on remnantofgod.org. You know, and if I have to buy it twice, I don't care. It wasn't that expensive, but it's just open ended. So you can hack the daylights out of it, and that's what I will do. I always do it so as to make it run the way we want it to run. And so praise the Lord that I don't want to go back looking. And I praise the Lord that I never deleted this server. I always kept it on there just in case, because it worked well. There was a couple of reasons. I can't remember. One of the brothers was saying last night it could have been because we had issues with up or download or something. I don't remember. And the thing I like about this is you can build certain, like say if I went in there, I don't know if it's going to let me in. Oh, yeah, I'm in. If you click this area here, you can, like where it says settings, you could type whatever you want in here, and it'll show up when you click that. So that when you come to church, instead of just typing everything, just go bam like that, and it'll put seven blessings, everyone, in the old text chat. And so that's a nice feature that most of the people liked. And then you also had this, you know, all these, you can listen to WTPR inside of it and all that. And so I'll be working on that this week. If I can get it to the new server, I'll just make the link available on SDRChurch.online, which, by the way, is also on the new server. See, that's why I have to separate bandwidth. And so we're just going to have to do it that way from now on. When we're doing church, we're going to be using three internets here. That's the only way to do it, because the 4G LTE thing, even though it's high speed, it's kind of shaky, because even though I'm out here in the middle of nowhere, and I can imagine how bad it would be if I was in a city, but out here in the middle of nowhere, there could be thousands of people using their cell phones on the exact same tower I'm on. And so it might get a little shaky at times, but we'll make it. We'll muddle through. We've had shakiness before. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that, because soon my main internet that I have the websites on, they're switching to 4G LTE. And if they do that, that tower's 2 miles from here. So we're going to be solid as a rock. And that's why I never got rid of them. I just dropped it down to 5 up and down. You know, and I rarely use it. I just use it for the servers. Okay, and then now I also want to praise the Lord. Before I share that, I wanted to share something, a healing that the Lord has blessed me with, and I didn't even know it happened. I didn't even realize it happened. And I've been dealing with this for over a year. My middle finger on my right hand, my middle finger, my pointing finger, and then my thumb, they all went numb, just numb. And I noticed the circulation and stuff like that, you know, because always had issues there. I've been doing this thing, you know, it's called a rebounder. But I can't do just the rebounder anymore because it starts messing with my hips. But I love that thing, you know. And what I do every morning now is I go half a mile on a treadmill, which I have in the house. Or if it's nice, which is going to be starting next week, I'll be outside. But then I'll probably just do a mile outside. I won't need the rebounder, you know. But if it's raining, I'll be on that. So I do a half a mile on the treadmill and a half mile on the rebounder. But I'll probably still do the rebounder every day because I notice when you bounce on this thing, and like you're jogging, the blood in your entire system is being sloshing up and down, up and down. And I guess it pushed all the blood back into my hands. And the other night when I was in the middle of prayer, I think it was Wednesday night, I was in prayer and I'm talking to the Lord and I'm rolling over and I started talking to him about healings and issues that I'm having. And I noticed, wait a second, my thumb's not numb. And then I go, my finger, what? And they're all fine, totally healed. And I'm doing it now. I'm trying to find a numb spot. I can't find it. And so I want to praise. The biggest part I hated about it, having them go numb, is when I, trim my fingernails, especially the middle finger, will like to kind of go on an edge because I got these bulbaceous fingertips. And you're always worried about clipping the skin, and then you don't know it until it's too late because it's numb. So I wanted to praise the Lord that he healed me in my hands and stuff like that. And my knees, I wanted to praise his name for that too, because Fran remembers this. I could go up a flight of stairs, I think. I could go up a flight of stairs, no problem. Climb the side of a hill and stuff like that, no problem. Going down, get me a cane or something, because I'm going to roll like a ball, because all of a sudden one of my knees are going to give out. Now they're rock solid. And I attribute that to the rebounder. So praise God. The lymphatic system, it's pushing everything around. And so I want to praise God for that too. So one more praise, and then I'm going to go and check my emails or drop my mic, because I don't know if Sister Mindy's already ready to jump on the mic or anybody else, but I've got one more here. I was in prayer asking the Lord for another project idea, because I'm trying to figure out ways to get the word out for more and more and more and more people to hear this truth. I want a big old family, up in heaven. I know we're going to have a big old family, but I want bigger. And so I'm in prayer about this with the Lord and asking him for a project idea. And let me put this, you might hear some alarm thing going off here. It's just a little tweaky noise. Because there's something that I have that pops up on my computer screen every other day or something. I can't remember how I set it up. Let me just see. Where is it? Oh, boy. I got way too many of these stickies on my screen. I'm going to have to go into the browser on it. But, I know what it is. I memorized it. Okay, never mind. So let me shut all. Oh, there goes that alarm noise. So let me get that out of there. Exit. Okay. All right. So I'm in prayer the other night asking for another project idea. And this is like a couple, 3 weeks ago. This was last week. Or was it? I don't know. I installed Health Talk. And now I know. I always tell people don't go on there because it's virus laden. And I didn't realize that they do have the same kind of a menu set up for the community, just like Discord, where you're going to have to look at all these disgusting room titles. And so that's another reason I uninstalled it. But the main reason was I went in there because I wanted to share and try to get people to see what time it is. Because everybody out there is talking about the end of the world, right? We're all thinking the world's coming to an end. As a matter of fact, there were articles that just came out. Somebody just sent me one earlier today. But boy, did they all got the wrong ideas, because today's, the confusion that's out there. And so I titled the Rome Prophecy Questions or End Time Prophecy Questions Answered, right? And some people come in. And I also noticed Bell Talk ain't what it used to be. It looks better, but they just don't have the numbers like they used to have. I mean, it was packed. We used to do 75 families a night, and I looked at the averages of the rooms, and there are 10, 15, maybe 20 people in the rooms. I said, that's something's wrong. Praise God, because it's garbage. It's just, it's not good. So anyway, some people come in and they refuse to listen to the scriptures that I was sharing about the mark of the beast and the seal of God. And they kept making stuff up about the mark being the vaccine, because you can't buy and sell without and all this other stuff, right? They were totally missing it. And I kept sharing scripture and they kept blowing it off. And then I says, well, show me scripture where it's the vaccine. And some guy puts in Revelation 18:1-5. I says, okay, great. Please explain how that means vaccine. And also, he leaves. Obvious, right? Because he can't explain it. But this, they were all agreeing with him. And after all that, I got sad. I got real sad. You know, it just bothered me, you know, because I says, Father God, I thought that this would be a good idea to jump in. And then he reminded me of something he shared with me 3, 4, 6 months ago, I don't know, to the point that I even put it on my my desktop, and it pops up every couple, 3 days, and it says, and this is just a little note to self, it says, time is short. Time is too short, rather. My calling is not to debate and argue with the scoffer. My calling is to teach the honest and obedient seeker of righteousness in Christ Jesus, our King. And then I am uninstalled Pal Talk instantly when he reminded me of that. Because you're just going to get scoffers in there. It's just like on a street corner. Now, I don't mind handing out tracts and stuff like that, but I've also seen some of these street preachers that go out there on the street corner and they're preaching, and the scoffers come out in droves, and they just browbeat and scream and yell and, you know, do all sorts of vulgar things. And I think it's better for us to just go one-on-one with people. Hand them a track. Little preachers, Sister White called them, right? Because you hand them a track, you know, hopefully they don't rip it up and tear it up and toss it in the garbage, which I've seen them do. But some people stick it in their pockets, and they'll bring it home because you don't know. We can't read hearts, but our God does. And what I like to do sometimes is I, you know, like I'm waiting for someone. I did this when I was waiting on my wife to pick me up because we had the same car, and she wanted to go to one store, and I wanted to go to the computer store and just walk around like a kid in a candy store, and you with all the peripherals and stuff because I needed some stuff. And so she went down to a grocery store, something like that, and so I was done shopping, and she hadn't come back yet. So I just stood up against the wall outside. It was a nice day, and people were coming in and going back. It's a strip mall, so they're coming and going back, and I'm just watching the crowds and looking at all the faces and waiting for the one face that I know in my heart needs that track. And I just walk up and says, hey, here, I was told to give this to you. And 9 times out of 10, they'll go, okay, yeah, thank you. You know, that's it. Sometimes they'll go, well, who told you? And so then you just tell them, your Father, your Heavenly Father told me to give this to you. And so that's just, you know, it might even spark a conversation, but so far, no. They're, you know, 9 times out of 10, very cordial, thank you, that kind of a thing, you know. But once in a while, you get the one guy says, oh, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, verbal sewage comes out of his mouth and yells at you. But that's far and few between. But I see Sister Mindy has, that's good. Put them on bus benches and books in the, inside the bookstores. Pockets of clothing, that's what I like, clothing stores, in hotel rooms, gas station bathrooms, Menards bathrooms, any public bathroom, yes, it's going to get a track. Like the last time a friend and I were at Menards, yep, I had to restock my track wallet when I got home. Because, yeah, and I, you know, of course, give them to the cashiers and give, you know, like a 10-minute spiel on it, you know, something like that. So let me drop the mic. Sister Mindy has something to share. I'm going to go check my emails and make sure that this server, okay, good. So the text chat's back on the stream. So, okay.
Father, blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? All right, praise the Lord. I've got several praises to share. So the first ones that I'm going to share were earlier in the children's study. Sister Ida says that, praise the Lord for this church and for answer to prayer and for blessings that God sends to us. I echo that too, sister. Praise the Lord. Sister Zoom has a praise. I praise the Lord for his unfailing mercy, for sending our Jesus to us, for the hope God gives us, for the food he feeds me with and the guidance that always puts me back in the right way when I go wrong, for the ministry, and most of all, for the love that God loves us with. Praise the Lord, sister. I echo that. Brother Gilbert says, I thank the Lord for his many, many mercies, all capitalized, above the many, many blessings given. Praise the Lord, brother. Little sister Luna says, I praise God for all the healings for everyone, in healing my Nana, in healing my great-grandma, and for helping Uncle Matthew. I praise him for all the animals and the flowers and just everything he has made, for helping poor and needy in everything they need. Praise the Lord, little sister. And Sister Pam says, praise the Lord for his tender, loving care, even when I don't deserve it, and never letting go of my hand. Praise the Lord, sister. I echo that. All right, I notice I'm getting notifications that I'm getting offline and then I get back online, so I apologize if there's any, issues. Brother Gabriel Narzis says, praise the Lord for all the blessings he has given us and for the healing he has done, for the nice weather, for the food he provides, for keeping us safe throughout the week, for this church family. Praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises. Praise the Lord. And little brother Damien says, I praise God for love and joy, happiness, food, goodness, and all he has done for us. I thank God for Fran and Nick, and also for all the miracles. Praise the Lord. And brother Isaiah says, praise the Lord for the job I have. Awesome. Praise the Lord. Sister Vanessa, kind of praise, she said, God has blessed me so much lately. When Pastor said that God is opening more and more up to us, the more that we study, he was speaking of me. The more that I study, the more light I've been given. I will be studying my Bible and reading something that I have read before, and a light will come on, almost literally, with something new or helping me remember something else. I love learning new things. Look forward to learning new things daily. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord, sister, and I echo that. That's why I think of God's word as the living word and words of life, because every time we read it, we get something new out of it, and it's so awesome and amazing. Brother Gilbert had another praise. I thank the Lord that my wife and many others and myself have roofs over our heads. We have food to eat, clothes to wear, a job, access to a vehicle, and way too many other things. The Lord is always good. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is in capital letters. Praise the Lord, Brother Gilbert. And then Sister Zoom had another praise. I thank the Lord that after my failing my driver's test, I finally passed 2 days ago after much prayer. I thank the Lord for delivering a car to me and giving me independence and giving me this peace I have been feeling, and for renewing my faith, that I make a stronger effort to follow the good way than ever before. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are faithful and good, merciful and kind. Praise the Lord, sister. And Brother Alex had a praise. Praise the Lord for the various little blessings the Lord bestows upon us in his loving kindness. Praise the Lord. Keep the prayers coming, brothers and sisters, and I will drop the mic.
Go for it, Brother Anthony.
Sabbath, brothers and sisters, can everyone hear me? All righty, praise the Lord. I don't have a particular praise, but Danny does, because this has to do with when she had went to the doctor's, but she went to urgent care some time ago for her UTI, which she talked about a couple's testimony Sabbath ago. It was actually a really, really unexpected praise that came out of this, so I'm going to let her share. So I'm going to pass the mic over to her.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. Can everyone hear me? Only ask, because I tend to get told that my voice sounds too quiet, but okay, praise the Lord. So I actually shared last testimony Sabbath about my UTI. Now, when I went to urgent care and we were asked if we wanted, you're a bit quiet, we can hear you. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. So when I went to urgent care, we were asked about, I went to urgent care in February, asked if we wanted to have the bill sent to the house or if we wanted to pay right then and there. And it was Brother Anthony has said that we can have the bill sent to the house, but we noticed that we never received the bill. And so about 2 weeks ago, I had called the billing department of the hospital and asked them about you know, the balance and when I told them that we never received the bill from when I got the test taken care of. And the lady on the phone had checked the account after I gave her my name, and I actually shared this last week with the sisters during Thursday night study. And I was told over the phone that the bill was waived and I had no balance. And I double checked with her. I was like, well, we have no insurance, so I wasn't trying to ask her, like, are you sure we have no balance? But to emphasize that we didn't have any insurance, I expected to get something. She was like, yeah, no, you had nothing on the account. They waived it. So I praise the Lord for that. It was such a blessing to be told that. And I do have another praise. It's something that happened on Thursday. I'm not going to get too much into it because it does make – I do get a little bit emotional thinking about it because of something that I did that I shouldn't have done. It was a mistake. But praise the Lord for his mercy and forgiving me. But I did get into a car accident, and it wasn't a major accident. I had backed into someone's vehicle. But I want to praise the Lord that me and the other drivers, the other driver, the passenger that was in the other car, were completely safe. No one was hurt. You know, we came out of it alive. And I thank God for his mercy in teaching me about, you know, being more mindful on the road. And for helping me to get to and from where I need to that on Thursday safely, despite the other circumstances that did happen on Thursday, not with me, but like other people on the road and in the street. It made me more on edge, but I praise God so much for bringing me and Brother Anthony back home safely later Thursday evening. So I just want to praise the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Turning out to be another good testimony Sabbath. But then again, it always is.
Are you hearing anything?
Well, not now,
no,
because
she didn't even have her phone.
Yes, she did.
No.
No, if it's on the cell phone, it's on. Okay, but
I haven't had my Wi-Fi on since I've been here. I've been using my cellular data.
Okay, all right. So
what, turn it off?
You may as well. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, everybody. We're having internet issues here, as you can tell. Some, you know, the turbo thing keeps falling in and out, and it might be a Wi-Fi thing. And so I shut the Wi-Fi off on the router, and hopefully that'll clear things up. So, anyway, let me share this next praise, if I can find it here. There it is. I got this from, hold on. Sister Mindy, go ahead. I got to fix something here. Go ahead.
Okay, I have some more praises to share. And I've got some PMs to read, and some were posted in the room a little bit ago, so I'll share those first. Okay, so Sister Zoom had another praise. She says, praise the Lord for revealing the truth to us. How few know the actual truth that we receive, including the guidance of Sister Ellen G. White's writings. We are really very blessed. What a gift we have to know and believe the gospel. This is my greatest praise today. And Sister, you know, I'm sure all of us echo that praise as well. We are truly blessed with the truth. And so that is why it is our mission to share it with the world. All right, Sister Mandy has a praise. I want to praise the Lord for conviction, protection, and answering prayers. I praise the Lord for a coworker getting healed a lot quicker than the doctors thought. He was in a bad bike accident, and I want to praise the Lord for everyone acknowledging it was God who did that. Also, there was a brunch planned for my husband's family that I wasn't going to because it was during church, and his mom didn't want to change it. Then for whatever reason, it was switched to Friday night. So I prayed again, and it was finally changed to a Saturday night dinner. So I wanted to thank the Lord for that and for this same dinner they planned on ordering pizza. I didn't realize that they were going to purchase it on the Sabbath. But surprisingly, my husband noticed and told me about it and said it was bothering him. So he told his mom that we weren't going to eat it because it was bought on the Sabbath. So I wanted to thank God for my husband getting that conviction because normally he wouldn't care. And I also wanted to praise the Lord for him starting to read Steps to Christ every night along with the Bible. Another praise is that we had an old neighbor die. His memorial was scheduled on the Sabbath. So I prayed about that, and it was changed to Friday so I could attend. My last praise is about one of my dogs. He had a bad ear infection the other night, so he is restless and was too late to go to the vet. So we did some natural remedies and prayed, and a few minutes later, he fell asleep. We are still continuing the natural remedies, and we didn't have to take him to the vet. So I want to thank God for all these answered prayers and for all his promises of helping his children. Praise the Lord, dear sister. That is so awesome. All right, so now I'm going to go ahead and read the praises that were PM'd to me. The first one is from Sister Fran. She says, I praise the Lord for my salvation and the peace and joy that is always there with me. I also praise the Lord for our church family, God's protection, his mercy and love for us, even for his mercy on the lost and our enemies. I praise the Lord, Jesus is coming for us very soon. Amen to that, sister. Praise God for his beautiful blessings. Me and my daughter Lee were driving home the other day, and the sun was piercing through the clouds so brightly, and it was reflecting on the paved county road. It had rained, and the road was glistening so beautifully. It looked like glass and reflected all the brightness from the sun streak that was coming down from above, and it also reflected the white puffy clouds. It was a mirror-like reflection on the road. So beautiful and perfect. We both had never seen anything like that before in our whole lives. There was also a rainbow, too. We both knew God had something to do with this gorgeous scene. Praise the Lord. That just sounds so beautiful, sister. I would love to see that. That is so awesome. And then Brother Jesse has a praise. I would carry tracks in Satchel. However, multiple times in the past month, the Lord would blow a sudden wind and caused me to scatter my tracks on pavement or in parks almost every time. Someone else would help me pick up the tracks, and it would lead to a long conversation about Jesus. When that would happen, it always brightens up my day. Forever may his will be done above mine own wants and desires. That just sounds like God's hand was in that, brother. You know, God works in some mysterious ways, and that definitely sounds like God's hand. And then Sister Leticia, oh, this is from little brother Damien, had another praise. Last Sabbath, Mom took us all to Forest Preserve. Inside of my brain, I was praying super duper hard for a ball. In forest, there's a lot of trees and thorns around the clearing. I began to look in trees and thorny bushes. Then I spotted a beautiful yellow ball. I praise the Lord for answering my prayer with small yellow golf ball. Praise the Lord, little brother Damien. All right, I will drop the mic.
Okay, praise the Lord. I got quite a few emails here. I'll just share a few. Well, first of all, I'm going to share one that I got from Brother Tim on the cell phone here. All right, let me see. Where did he go? Here he is. It says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I want to praise God for my salvation, happiness, and answer prayer, and the chance to hand out tracts to people. Amen and amen. And I want to echo that in regards to what he said here about praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it. It's just a daily thing. You know, it's just the peace that comes. No matter how quick, because I, you know, all these articles I read every day, these videos in regards to all the crazy things that they're doing in the world, proving the Mark of the Beast is going to be enforced a lot sooner than everybody thought. And but the peace of Jesus calms me down and says, yeah, it's supposed to happen this way. Everything's cool. You know, it's not a problem. You know, sure, it's going to get a little, you know, annoying to us at times. You know, but, you know, it's not like it, not like we weren't warned. Okay. All right, hold on. Let me just answer this one real quick here because I got a bunch of phrases here. Sister Marie, first, I want to share from hers. And she says, good morning, family, and happy Sabbath. The sun is shining, and I can see the blue skies. This holy Sabbath is a good reason to praise our Lord Jesus Christ. This is my testimony and praise. I give thanks for my salvation and the hope that comes with it. I made a big decision on January 1st, 2024. I am type 2 diabetic and have been for, you know, almost 10 years. I made a choice to go off my diabetic pill. And guess what? God showed me that he was with me and not to be afraid. My A1C or ALC, I don't know what it is here, says went from 8.5 to 7.1 in 3 months. I need to get it down to 6.0. I have lost my appetite for a while due to sadness and developing kidney stones due to stress. And I began to eat healthier. I ate God's natural foods, and as the months went on, I began feeling better, healthier, and happier. I still had sad moments of missing my husband, but God helps me through it all. God helped me through the, I guess it's A1C, because it's, yeah, whatever that is, the A1C numbers, and got me eating healthier. I could not have done it without my precious Lord. I'd also like to thank God for answered prayers. I would like to ask you all to keep praying for my son. The prayers are working, and glory be to the name of our be the name of our Lord forever. Amen, dear sister. And yeah, well, this is amazing too that you mentioned this, because I was talking to a guy recently about this, and I don't know if he took my advice, and I'm hoping he did. But eating healthier, you can literally get off of, you know, insulin and all these things. And now you're living proof of that, too, just by, you know, the healthier. Because they make it look like, you know, you got to be on it or you'll die and stuff like that. Some of the strange claims that they make with in regards to it. But I remember years ago finding that guy on YouTube, the Green Trucker, I think they call him, where he got off all of his insulin. And just within 3 months, I think he said, or 3 weeks, it was a three, I know that. And all he did was he went vegan. He just stopped eating the American diet. He went vegan, and he was totally healed. So, but let me just see here. Okay, you know, I didn't know that. Sweet potatoes actually level blood sugar. It's good to know. Did not know that. All right, so let me get another one here from Brother Ryan and then Sister Novi. Ryan and Novi. Ryan says, I want to praise the Lord that last week was my 16-year anniversary of sobriety and no cigarettes. For safety, and also praising God for safety and keeping me on the road when the deer hit my car. For the kids, for good health, job, for being able to fellowship with like-minded brethren, and every little thing that God gives us. But they are really big things. Yeah, amen, brother. I mean, some people look at them as little. And that's one of the things I like about the little things. It's got to be big for him to take time out of his busy eternity just to do that little thing for us. That becomes big to us because it's like, wow, it shows how much he loves us to do that. So anyway, Sister Novi says, I want to praise the Lord for giving me strength to do my work full time and at the same time being able to keep our children homeschooled. This week for some reason was really hard physically at work. After my shift, I could hardly walk to the parking lot. When I started driving, I realized I don't have much strength to push the accelerator. I prayed for God to help me get home safely. God gave me a good night's sleep and woke up the next day rested, refreshed, and felt rejuvenated. Praise the Lord for always being there for us. Amen, sister. Amen and amen. I want to praise the Lord for Dr. Schultz, superfood? A brother in the faith many years ago turned me on to it. It's a powder, and you just mix it with water every morning, and it gives you everything you need. And there's been times where I've been kind of like drawn down and weak. And I was doing some research on this recently, and I found out it's because of the lack of D3, vitamin D. But now that summer's coming, yeah, that's not going to be an issue anymore because I'm outside a lot. When I take, like if I'm kind of getting slow and I take that superfood, it's like within 10, 15 minutes you get a burst of energy. And I just praise God for that too because it's just all natural. That's all it is. So, Brother Eli just sent me a praise. It says, Sabbath blessings to all. Praise the Godhead family for the gift of salvation and the peace that comes with it. I took an Uber after an appointment I had last month. The driver has a Bible on his dashboard. And after I asked if it was a King James, and he mentioned that that is the version he loves to read. We chatted back and forth for almost an hour about Bible prophecy, health stuff, how the Lord changed our lives. After the trip, I gave him an Arlek plus three tracts, and he said the Lord had us meet that day. And I 100% agree, brother. There are no mistakes in meetings like that. And I always say that, like, I don't know how many times we say it on the phone to each other sometimes when people call and says, I don't think it's a mistake that we met. And I says, yeah, I agree. And so that's just how our Father works. Praise his mighty name. Amen. All right, let's see here. Brother Yaswanth from India. He says, Sabbath blessings, dear Pastor Nicholas, and Sabbath blessings, dear brothers and sisters. I have some praises to share. He says, I praise the Lord because of his wonderful mercies and grace, which saved me from my sins. I thank the God the Father. I thank God the Father for offering. Okay, we just lost the text chat in the stream. Is the stream, well, the stream's still up? Yeah, somebody's texting me about it probably. Do we got, okay, you guys can still hear me on WTBR, so let me finish this praise before I check into that. I praise the Lord also for helping me keep his commandments and blessing me in an amazing way to hide me from the attacks of Satan. I thank the Lord for healing us and giving us good health. And I thank the Lord Jesus so much for all this, all his love and kindness towards humans. And I wish you all to have a blessed Lord's Day, and God bless. Yaswanth, your brother in Christ. Amen, my brother. And I just noticed the text chat just went out on my other computer now. So it's totally down, and that's why another reason we're getting rid of this text chat. It's buggy, and I don't want to pay for it anymore. So let me put something on the screen, the old text chat. Jesse's already in there. Mel's already in there. I'm in there. And Gabriel and Isaiah are already in there. But to get to it, let me just tell you, because the text chat's down to where no one could see anything I would type, unless you're on the stream. I think I could type it on the stream. It's, let me just see. I think it's just going to be, remnantofgod.org/text. I think I put it into that area. Yep. Okay. So just go to that. I'll put it in the text chat. For those of you that are already on the stream, if you want to jump into the text chat to talk. Nope, it won't let me. It showed another text chat on top, so let me get that out of there. Okay. So it's just remnantofgod.org/text, and then it'll bring you to the text chat. So I don't know what happened. Maybe they heard that we're leaving them. let me just see if remnantofgod.org is still up. Yeah, and so is the blog, because that text chat is based on the blog. So let me just see who just... Okay, all right, thanks, Sister Thor, I like to call her. All right, I'll get back to you there in a few minutes. But yeah, everything seems to be working online. I'm going to go into this text chat. Now I'm coming in as Nicholas for some, I don't know if it's, let's see, test. Yeah, it's got me in there as Nicholas. Over here it's I don't know how it worked, but it's got me in as Nicholas again, but on the streamer. So again, remnantofgod.org/text. Next week, hopefully, it'll be remnantofgod.net/. But if it changes, don't worry. I'll just make a link where everybody just clicks it. Yeah, it feels weird being back there, doesn't it? Kind of looks like you too, Anthony. With these funny faces everybody puts on. So looks like everybody's coming into the old text chat. And so we'll probably just literally say goodbye because it's on the other one. This is confirmation that we have to have this back one up, you know, this one back up and running. And even if I can't get it to work on .net next week, we'll use it in .org as long as we got internet. We'll just keep using it. I got to shut the sounds off, so we'll get to that in a minute. All right, now I got a text. I got a praise here from Sister Stephanie. Okay. Boy, everybody's coming in, praise God. All right. That's good to see that. And it's easy to get in. It's easy to register. Follow the instructions. Just register. And when you it says log in, and then next to the word log in, it has underscored register. That's where you register. That's the only part I don't like. If I could move that around someplace else, I would, but, you know. But that's the way they decided to make it. Yeah, that's another thing, Gilbert. This one here doesn't forget your passwords. So it should still work. We haven't used it in over 2 years, and look at it. It's working fine. So, all right, praise God. All right, so Sister Stephanie said, I want to praise the Lord for all of his comfort and peace and strength this month. My pa has really been struggling with the chemo and then granny suddenly getting really bad before passing last month. He has really been out of it. No energy and so sad. He has such a mama's, he was such a mama's boy. Yeah, it's got to be, you know, rough when your mom dies like that and you were so tight. By the way, you might want to get him together with Brother Warren, because Brother Warren's been blessed in a way to where we've seen everybody that's been told that they've got so many months to live with cancer. And if you just use the natural methods that Brother Warren has been blessed, and you know the Lord has revealed to him to share, it works every time. So praise God. The people get rid of their cancer. The only person I know that died in regards to all that was the one that after that she got healed, she went back to her old diet, and then not long after that, she got the cancer again and died. So anyway, going on, it says here from Sister Stephanie, it has been a blessing to be there for him and my brother during these times and continuing to help him through moving her things out of the assisted living space and helping him around his house. And he helped me through every time I felt weak or tired. I just prayed and he got me through it, specifically physical labor. Wow, this is similar to what Sister Novi went through. And then she says, the funeral was supposed to be on a Saturday, but after prayer the next day, on that Friday, I was told that it was moved to Sunday and Monday instead of Saturday. God is so amazing to help me with this. God is always looking out for us and helping us. Yeah, and we've seen that happen before where someone dies and then they don't know that they shouldn't be doing the funeral on Sabbath because you can't do a wedding on Sabbath either. I mean, if the Sabbath is about God, it's not about the person at the altar to get married or the person in the casket either. It's supposed to be, period, about God. And so, yeah, the funeral homes are easy on that. They'll just, yeah, move it any day they want. They don't care. And so going on, she says, I also want to thank and praise him for helping us with getting some people out of the home. We were trying to help them, but unfortunately they were not accepting Christ or our kindness, but causing deep grief. But after prayer, they were out fairly quickly, and our home is getting better and closer to Christ. Boy, it reminds me of something else, but I'm not going to share that one because it's kind of a personal thing. But there was a situation where we prayed, and right after my wife and I prayed, the people we were praying out walked up to us and actually said things that we asked the Lord for them to say in the prayer a couple hours prior. Oh, it's just amazing how the Lord does that. And then she goes on, she says, he does so much for us. Amen, sister. She says, we have everything we need, and if it even gets close to seeming like we may have to do without, he provides a way. So many times something will happen, and all I can do is look up and smile at him, oftentimes with tears. And she says, ha ha, yeah, we know what you're talking about there, sister. We do the same thing. And then he says, or she says, he knows what we need and when we need it. We just have to trust in him. I can't praise him enough for all he has done the last few months. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, I forgot about those things we programmed in there that we can actually do those giant praise the Lords and the whole screen lights up. Yeah. I can't remember. Why did we go to this new chat room? I don't remember. To the new one that we're using now that's all buggy. All right, so. Oh, Sister Minnie's got her hand up, so I'm going to drop the mic and shut off all these noises this thing's making in the background. So.
All right. Praise the Lord. This is an awesome testimony, Sabbath. All right. And I praise the Lord we have a backup chat room. Praise the Lord. The enemy is definitely attacking us. Okay. So I have a praise, and this is from Brother Seth and Sister Amy. Praise the Lord for using a coworker to share the word with a lost soul who was considering suicide. The man was struggling with alcoholism and living in his mother's backyard and thought that all was lost. Thankfully, a Christian stepped in immediately to share the Lord's word with him and another witness who was there who came to realize he knew plenty about worldly things, hot rodding cars, but he couldn't share one verse from the Bible with a friend in need and realized his priorities were in the wrong place. So I believe they all reaped heavenly blessings from our Lord that day. Praise the Lord. And then Sister Zoom has another praise. Praise the Lord. God is faithful and always answers prayers. I will pray for your son. May God bless and uplift, protect, and guide you both. Oh, okay. Okay. So then Brother Eli has a praise. Praise. I plan to stay in another city and brought Christ Our Righteousness book to read because I was going to have some downtime. Unfortunately, I had a flat tire as I was leaving my place. Not sure if the enemy busted my tire, so I wouldn't be reading Christ the Righteousness book. After I placed the spare tire and drove to the tire shop, not really realizing it was on Sunday because I have the seventh-day Sabbath locked in my head, I drove maybe 50 miles on a spare tire to make it for the day. Praise the Lord helped me get a new tire the next day. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Brother Austin has a praise. I praise the Lord for the job God has blessed me with for the last 3 years. I thank him for correcting me gently when I have become discontent. There is absolutely no reason at all to become discontent, but I have struggled with it before. God has helped me to see that his ways are not mine. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And that's Isaiah 55:8-9. And think about this in a little way. Imagine a drone flying above you and seeing the path before you and in front of you. And you are on the ground only seeing a small, small part of the path. Just because we can't see the entire plan or path for us, that doesn't mean that God has left or forsaken us, or he does not care for us. Out of his love, he is trying to grow in us to trust in him, which is especially needed for what is ahead. I need to trust more in God's path and plan. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Brother Austin. And Sister Hannah has a praise. She says, I want to praise the Lord for all the praises for this beautiful Sabbath day. God's love towards us in sending his son to die for us, though we are so undeserving. For many healings, strength to overcome, his natural remedies, answered prayers, his grace and love to help us with absolutely everything. I want to praise the Lord, blessing us with eyes to see where we need to grow by his grace and for all that he does for us each and every day. Sabbath blessings and God bless you all. I love you all. We love you too, Sister Hannah. Praise the Lord. And Brother Arthur, I praise the Lord for my new job at Siemens Energy. I build turbine engines for power plants. The wages are the highest in my area. It is very hard to do. It's quite complicated and mentally challenging, even with 40 years experience. So I know it will be secure for as long as I need a job. I praise the Lord for my salvation, his presence in my life, and the work he is doing within my family. My son is contacting me now, wanting to learn more about God. Even though he is a multimillionaire, he has an empty spot in his heart that only God can fill. I'm setting up weekly calls with him. Please pray for him. Absolutely, brother, we will pray for your son. I praise the Lord for our work on Facebook. The stats for our main group shows an average of 4,677 new people join our group every week. God's hand is in our group. In late December, we just started a new Facebook group exposing the Roman Catholic Church and the man of sin. It has grown to 25,000 members during this short time. Praise the Lord. I also want to praise the Lord for his guidance in my life. I would be lost without him. To God be the glory. Praise the Lord, Brother Arthur. That is awesome testimony. And I will drop the mic.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Another amazing testimony, Sabbath. All right, this next one I got is from, plus I want to praise the Lord that we do have, like Sister Mindy was saying, we do have a backup text chat. And this is going to be the permanent one. All right, so Brother Jesse has this one praise. It says, in the beginning of the month, I got a new job at Calwell, where I would cook food for inmates at my local jail. We had casual conversations where the Lord gave me things to talk about regarding the truth. After 2 weeks of struggles and getting up at 4 a.m. in the morning just to rush out the door without studies, the Lord then closed the door on the job because Calwell didn't allow any employees to take certain days off, like Sabbath. So as quickly as I got the job, I lost the job, which is okay, except I failed certain tests, which discouraged me into an idiotic slump. We all do it, bro. After clumsily agonizing in prayer, the Lord has given me the ultimate insight of my life and how to overcome the bigger whoppers of my sins as he showed me the root beginning of my harmful habits. With this newfound wisdom, he also showed me the solutions to it all. Now, all that is needed is action. Amen. And then he says, I hope and pray that the Lord strengthens me through this trial because it is impossible to overcome these next hurdles without his strength. Amen and amen. Thanks for sharing. Okay. Let's see. I got one more from this one here from Brother Ted is nice and techie. You know me, I like the techie stuff, but let me just, I noticed that Brother Anthony had his hand up, so I'm going to drop my mic and let him go first, and then I'll share it from Ted. I have to reboot Turbo on my side, so I'm going to fall out and then come back in because I can't click anything on Turbo. It crashed. So let me do that before I drop the mic because I have to get into Task Manager to do this. Because the only way to shut it off is to go into Windows Task Manager and find the software that's running and then kill it. So all right, I'm going to kill it now and I'll be back in probably 20 seconds.
Yeah, I can hear the if you can hear the text chat sounds. Oh, presenter is offline. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Is it working? Got me in here twice for some reason. Okay, good. Yeah. So I'll mute myself now.
All right, yeah, just because it gets the presenter offline, so I didn't know if that cut me off. All right, cool. So I did say I didn't have a praise, which, I mean, I don't really have anything big to share other than the fact that I know some of you are aware. I don't know if others are not. Over in New Jersey, We're actually, me and Danny live in the tri-state area, which consists of New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. And so within the tri-state, more so in New Jersey because it was affected the most, there was two earthquakes yesterday, which is very uncommon for this area. The last time there was an earthquake over here in Jersey was, funny enough, in 1884. Go figure. And so my praise for that is that, praise the Lord, that the area I was in when the first earthquake struck did not affect our area at all, because I was actually at, I was in my CDL school at the time when it happened, and then I got a text when I went on lunch. I checked my phone on lunch. I got some text messages from my brother and Danny saying, "Did you feel the earthquake?" I'm like, "What earthquake?" So I praise the Lord that the area I was in just happened to miss the effects of the earthquake, so I didn't feel nothing at all. It probably has to do with the elevation, because where we were, it was a pretty high mountain area, so I don't know if elevation had anything to do with it, but I just praise the Lord that I didn't feel anything. And Danny had something to share about the earthquake too, because she got peace over it. So just from it happening, she got peace rather than feeling shocked about it. So I'll let her share that.
Hello everyone again. So I was actually with a family member. I'm just...
can barely hear here at all. In fact.
Oh, can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, much better.
Much better. Okay, I just got to speak up. Sorry. So I was on a meeting yesterday with a family member. I'm doing a design project for them, and there's two other individuals on this meeting. And so during this meeting, I, like, shaking. Now, our apartment, like, the apartment we're in, I thought my neighbor was doing, like, hard jumping jacks. So I was like, why is she jumping so hard? So I can feel the floor shaking. But then I heard my family member like react, like, what is that? Like, what is going on? Earthquake? And so I was like, oh, it's an earthquake going on. But I was like really calm about it. It was just like, okay, it's passing through. Like, nothing was falling over. Nothing, like so those tremors that I felt wasn't anything major, and if it was, I probably wouldn't be like as like freaking out as my family member, which, like, she's in New York, plus along with the other two individuals, like, they were in New York. So we're on this meeting trying to continue the meeting, but my family member was like going on about it, like, in a way that, like, they're still startled, excuse me, and, you know, carrying on, and, you know, like, jokingly trying to explain away, like, was an explosion, because we don't get earthquakes over here. And, you know, even though they said that, you know, I just got to say, you know, Jesus Christ is coming back, which, praise the Lord. I don't know what the other two individuals believe, but, I mean, she has said that, but, you know, but she was just, in a way, presented as, like, she was, like, really worried and freaking out about it. And so I had to, like, kindly rebuke them and say, like, hey, we're fine. Praise the Lord. Yes, Jesus Christ is coming back, but we're okay. Like, you just not, you know, let's not freak out about it. You know, we're okay though. So I was more at peace with it. So I just want to praise the Lord. We're all safe, but it was interesting because, there was a second earthquake that did happen later on in the day. But neither me nor Brother Anthony felt that. So praise the Lord.
You're all gonna. Oops, it's echoing. Oops, I gotta get it back on the other computer. Hold on. Yeah, Turbo fell out because I forgot that once the host falls out, it gives you 10 minutes to get back in, and it shuts the meeting down. So let me get it back up on the WTPR real quick here. Join. Boy, nothing but a bunch of, you know, tech problems this week. The enemy of souls is doing everything he can. You know, because for some reason, happening again this week, or this Sabbath, or this month, is so many people come to want to hear this. It's praise God, because it's nice to, I guess people just love seeing God's hand move. They all come in here and listen. So praise God. And they're all on WTBR for the most part. Maybe in the new text chat now, too, because it's so much easier to get into the new text, well, which is our old text chat. So let's see here. Okay. If you're on the old text, I don't know if somebody's, there might be people in the old, well, it's really hard to figure which is old and new now, because the old is the new and the new is the old. But we'll just have to, like anybody that's in the text chat that we usually use, go to remnantofgod.org/text. And then with the text chat we used to use is working now, because the other text chat just kept on messing up, and we're done with that. All right, so this next praise I got is from Brother Stephen. Okay, I don't know what that noise is about. That sounded like a telegram noise. Anyway, from Brother Stephen, it says, oh, yeah, that's telling me I got a private message. Okay, that's the old text chat message. Okay, I'll get to that in a second there, Gabriel. All right, so Brother Stephen says, God bless, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. I want to share the blessings of God. For many weeks, my digestive system has been terrible. And for many weeks, I was trying to find out why, because it used to be very good. Well, praise God, he showed me a big factor I did not know of. The milk I was drinking was filled with calcium carbonate. Calcium carbonate is the ingredient that makes Tums what it is. It is an antacid. So I was effectively eating a Tums every time I had breakfast, because for a while I was using that milk every breakfast. You might want to try almond milk, brother. You might like it. Much healthier, too. And you can make it yourself. Anyway, praise God, I stopped that milk, and I just make my own now. Amazingly, he makes his own now. Praise God. And amazingly, my digestion got so much greater in about 3 days. So great. God is so good. I am so glad he showed me where I was wrong and continues to show me where I am wrong, so that by the grace of Jesus, I can improve. There are so many great blessings God gives. I thank him for the true peace of Christ and so much more. God is very good and merciful. God bless, family. Happy Sabbath. And I got to echo this, because I don't know how many times, like, I have over the years, you know, and I only noticed this after I accepted Christ as Savior. I would have this physical ailment or that physical ailment. I wouldn't ask a doctor, because in today's world, you can't trust them anymore. And you got to really look, and I ain't got time to do that. And instead, I would pray, and a thought would come to mind, do this, eat that, try that, or whatever. And every single time, when he answers those prayers, because sometimes it takes a little while to get the answer, because I'm stupid. I can't hear his answer sometimes, right? Because we're, you know, sometimes it's just the flesh gets in the way. And but there's times, like, all of a sudden, out of the blue, I'll try something, and bam, that was what helped. And it was an instant healing. And so praise the Lord for that. Amen. Yeah, peanut milk. I never tried that. That sounds good, because I do almond milk. There's a machine that you can buy now where it makes like about a whole cup of almond milk with just like, I don't know, 7 or 8 almonds. And I put a little honey in it, and maybe even a date, you know, like a fig or a date, put it in there. And boys, it tastes good. And it'll heat it or leave it cold or whatever. And it's noisy, though. It's very noisy. And it takes a good 3 minutes. But it's just like using a toaster, only it's a lot noisier. It just makes almond milk, or cashew milk, or pistachio milk. Whatever kind of peanut you put in there, it's going to make it into milk. Well, of course, you got to add water. So, anyway, Sister Mindy's got her hand up, so I'm going to drop the mic.
Okay, I have one more praise from Sister Pam, and then I'll go ahead and share my praise. Okay, so Sister Pam, I had to get this from the other chat room. Okay, she says, I want to praise the Lord for the children's study each week. I now know the Ten Commandments by heart for the first time in my life, and the story is always a blessing. Praise the Lord, sister. That is so awesome. It's a perfect way to start our Sabbath gathering and opens my mind to the Lord's word. I want to praise his holy name for reminding me how small and helpless I am. It's only through his love and care I'm even alive today. It keeps me humble and reliant on him. And sister, I'm sure we all echo that praise. Praise the Lord. All right, and then I'm going to go ahead and share my praise. Get back in the chat room here. So I just, first of all, want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that it brings. And God is just so good. And, you know, as I do a lot of my work online. I feel that, you know, while we have this awesome tool, I want to use it as much as possible to reach people with the truth. And I notice the more I share the truth, and I might be looking at certain, YouTube videos that are, you know, talking about the last days. I get on those, you know, to share the truth. And I believe, and I'm sure you brothers and sisters are seeing it as well as I am, that God is preparing, he's like waking people up so that they are willing to receive the loud cry. More and more comments I read, people, you know, just the evil that's going on in this world, the woke agenda, you know, the evil politicians, you know, everybody is waking up. They're noticing it. They truly believe we're living in the last days. And I feel that God is helping prepare the way for when we receive the latter rain and the loud cry goes out, that people are going to accept it and they're going to receive it. And I just pray the Lord for that. You know, I know all of us are feeling, you know, that, you know, time is just flying by. I don't know about you all, but, you know, the days, the weeks, the months, they're just flying by. And our time that we spend is so precious, and we only have a short time to get this truth out, and it's very important that we do everything we can do to reach as many souls as we can. And I also want to praise the Lord for, you know, he's really been laying on my heart that, you know, it's very important that we know what his will is for us. And so I've been really digging into the scripture and studying his will. And some of the verses I want to share with you, Brother Joe is going to help me here. First one is John chapter 6, 38 through 40. And it's, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And, you know, this is obviously Jesus talking about God's will for us. And then the next verse is Matthew 7:21. And I love this verse. It says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. This is why it is, this verse, I think, really kind of woke me up. It's like, you know, we have to do our Father's, God's will. And if we don't know what his will is, how can we do it, right? So we have to really study. And the only way to learn God's will, obviously, is studying his word. And so the next verse is Matthew 12:50. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. So Jesus is saying, whoever does our Father, our God's will, you know, we are his brother, sister, and mother. So again, You know, he's emphasizing on doing God's will. And then Acts 22:14, he said, the God of our fathers has chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that the just one, and shouldest hear his voice of his mouth. So here he's emphasizing, they're emphasizing knowing God's will, which is very important. And so we all need to pray for that. And then Ephesians 1:9, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. So his will is a mystery. It's something we need to pray about. We need to study about. We need to know for sure what his will is for us. And then the last verse I wanted to share is Colossians 1:9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So, brothers and sisters, this was like, you know, Pastor Nick said, that V8 moment where, whoa, you know, I, God's telling me, you need to know my will. You need to search for it, study it. And so I just wanted to share that with you, brothers and sisters, how important it is that we really know what God's will is for us. And then I also wanted to share with you, I need to get in here. Okay, so I also wanted to share, I don't know if I'm still on. My screen went down.
We can still hear you.
Okay, good. Because my chat room screen went down for some reason. I haven't been inspired by the Lord to write a poem in a long time. And the Lord has been laying on my heart to write a poem about God's will. And the poem is, of course, called God's Will. What is God's will for me? This is the most important question we must ask ourselves. Wouldn't you agree? To find the answer, we must study God's word. Only through searching his sacred scripture will our hearts be stirred. And praying for guidance from the Holy Spirit, that God's will be revealed. But first, a complete surrender of our will to God, we must yield. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, we read, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you, always giving thanks to our Heavenly Father in everything we must do. We are instructed, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. We're not able to keep God's 10 commandments on our own, but with Christ helping us, we can. John 9:13, now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. God does not hear the prayers of the disobedient. He only hears those that do his will, and in him they feareth. Matthew 7:21, Christ says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many call Christ Lord, but they refuse to obey and do God's will. Therefore, in doing so, they neglect to purge out the old leaven. Romans 12:1-2 proclaims that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. We must take care of our bodies, for God will not accept a sacrifice that is unhealthy and flawed. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let us not be like the worldlings, for they know not that they are naked and blind. We must be transformed, born again, become a new creature in Christ our Lord. Only then can we be obedient children of God and fight the good fight with our two-edged sword. We are to stay on God's straight and narrow path, not the path of destruction that is wide and broad, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Love you all.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. That was beautiful. That's another wall hanger, sister. You know, I still got that other wall hanger still in the motorhome, as a matter of fact, the one you gave me years ago. So, but, okay, I got praise here from Brother Ted. And it says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. My youngest, there's two praises. My youngest son, Josh, has come to me and inquired how I came to know the Lord and why I never get phased over any problems in my life. Please keep him in your prayers as he is still searching for answers. This was a powerful breakthrough that put me on my knees with much prayers and tears as I felt he never took notice of any of my struggles or my faithfulness unto the Lord. Praise God. Yeah, you never know when people are watching you. You know, even when you do wrong things. That's the bad part, you know. And he says, I'll try to keep the second testimony brief. It's okay. It's not that long. It's techie, though, because he's a technical guy. He says, the company I've worked for many years has now been increasingly switching to what they call a SaaS model, which is software as a service, throughout, and it's business verticals. Now comes the problems here within the utilities sector. Our transportation arm has also been precluded from any new hardware manufacturing or procuring, you know, getting any new stuff. We currently supply hundreds of our clients various forms of data throughout through vehicle devices in over 250,000 vehicles here in Europe. We have noticed an increasing amount of delayed data affecting our clients, like we're having here, you know, lag. And he says, in researching the problem, I discovered that the delay was the byproduct of 3G networks being switched off across the world, meaning that if your device doesn't support 4G or 5G, then you may not be able to use data roaming. While our modems are designed to roll over to both 4G and 5G, this was not the case. So our engineering team has been working with the modem manufacturers of our hardware and with various SIM manufacturers, SIM, like Mary, manufacturers. After working day and night for 7 weeks, we came to some conclusions. He's got four of them here. Number one, the problems are central to Europe only. Hence the reason I have been working day and night, as I am the only hardware test engineer in Europe within our sector. Number two, we cannot do the necessary upgrades for the modems over the air. We would have to physically touch the devices. Number three, and that's a big problem for anybody that knows, you know, like the tech and the things here on this. Number three, because you can't be in more than one place. You know, you can only be in one place at a time. So number three, we now need to manufacture a new device with a new modem that is future-proofed. And I've always hated that word because it never really lasts. Future-proof, and then bam, they come up with this new tech, and it's, oh, now you got to get something else. But at least it goes at least a good 10 years sometimes. So anyway, that future-proofed, replacing them in phases of 125,000 devices to begin with. Number four, and the final one, he says, now, and this is no doubt where he was praying. Now, we had to work up the nerve to ask our board of directors for permission to make our own hardware again, along with the budget for all the service visits, because you can't be in more than one place at a time, you know, that would be required. Our company will not hesitate to sell off any division that's not performing. Just like last week, over 20 programmers, 20 of them, were laid off in the UK office, and their jobs were relocated to the mainland Europe. And then he says, the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. The Lord's going to care for you no matter what you're going through, not just techie things like he's going, or job things, physical things, mental things, whatever kind of things you're going on in life. This is a promise, 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you, right? He then says, we have not received permission to undertake both projects. He's not going to get fired. And then he says, I have been truly blessed of the Lord we serve, your brother in Christ, Ted. It's like, amen and amen and amen. And I also want to make an announcement here. It's a praise. I just got a text from Brother Alvin, but his internet where he's at is kind of weak, I would imagine, because they're having a camp meeting. And as you know, a lot of people that were in these other groups, if you will, that used to be SDA and then became Sabbath Keepers and they were part of our group, and they got pulled away by corrupt apostate leadership. Many of those, the majority from what I last heard, have returned to the faith, the Seventh-day Remnant faith. They're in our movement again. And just like with the apostles, you know, sharing the truth with people, as soon as the apostles left, the Pharisees would come and confuse the people. That happened to us just recently in the Philippines. But the Lord allowed Pastor Sydney to go back in and explain things. And now Pastor Alvin. And so, yeah, it's just we're doing the same thing the apostles did, right? Going back in and now everything's great. All the numbers, everybody, well, we're not in it for the numbers, but you know what I mean. Everybody's back that should be back. And I just got word just now, two more souls accepted Christ at the camp meeting. And so keep them in your prayers because you know, the Lord's hand is moving out there in a big way. Two more souls have come into the truth. So amen and amen and amen to that. Let's see here. Oh, and ask for the old text chat. Yeah, we'll get, it'll be all fixed up by next week, Sister Marie, because there's a way I can actually get in there and you know, rebuild your password for you and stuff like that. But yeah, again, we could just do that next week. It's no big deal because we're almost over here. But praise God. And I also want to praise God again that this new text chat, or which is actually the old one, is going to work. I'm just hoping I'll contact tech support when, you know, well, I sent them an email, but, you know, they don't even look at them until Monday. So I'll find out next week. I'm not going to complain or anything like that. I'm going to say, you know, like, I just want to know, am I on auto pay? I don't want to be on auto pay for the old text chat that we started today's service with. Because it's null and void. I'm getting rid of it, especially what happened during church today in the middle of everybody. Just bam, it just blanked out. And it happened to Mindy a few moments ago, as you know. So praise God that this new, which is actually our old text chat, works fine. And we're going to stick with this. But there are some upgrades to it. I'll look into them and see if they're worth getting because sometimes it's just stuff we don't even use, you know, like bots and you know, other devices that, you know, like integration, like Facebook and stuff like that, to get it to work on Facebook. You know, we don't need any of that. So, anyway, let me just check my email one more time here. Let's see if we have any, we've got more subscriptions. Nope, I don't have any more emails. Anybody got any other? I don't see any hands up in the text. Or in Turbo, and hopefully we got the we figured out what's going on with Turbo. I'll just use three different internets every week now. We got to make sure to have the other internet that I'm using now for Turbo to not have Wi-Fi running in the background because that was making it unstable. I noticed when I shut that off, Turbo didn't fall out again. So I forgot to mention that, Joe. I just turned the Wi-Fi section off on the router. And it seems more stable. Because even if you're not using it, it's going to be throwing signals out, I would imagine. So, and another thing I like about this new text chat, you can't see it. I haven't figured out how I did it last time, but in my text chat where you put your you know, where you start typing in for your text into the room, mine says automatically, the peace of Jesus is awesome and amazing. But then when I start typing, it disappears to whatever I'm typing. But when I erase it, it all comes back. I can't remember how I did it. I'll figure it out. I'll put it into the text chat for the you know, the one on the stream, because the one on the stream just says message. That's boring. And so, because like I said, this is open-ended. I can get in there and change things internally. They give you, as long as you pay for it, you have the ability to, as long as I don't sell it, and I'm not going to sell it. No, mine doesn't change every time you send a message. Mine just stays. The peace of Jesus is awesome and amazing. But is yours changing? But anywho. All right. I can't remember how I did it, but it's in there somewhere. Okay, I don't know. I don't think we have any more. The stickers? No, you got to post them yourself. They don't automatically just come. There is a bot built into this, but I don't use it. It's off. It's called Godfather Bot or something like that. I don't even use it. The name alone annoys me. But I don't know that use it. So. But they, as soon as you hit that little thing. That's probably what Austin was talking about. As soon as you click it, the sticker, it doesn't give you a chance to write anything. You just click it and it's in the room. Yeah, they send automatically. That's what he meant. Okay, so I got you. Okay, sorry. Yeah. All right, so I don't think we have any more. Just one last time, because you know me, I love these testimonies and stay here as long as we can. I got to check 4 emails to do this. All right, nothing. And so I guess Brother Dwayne will share some music, and then we'll have prayer and fellowship.
Thank you.
Amen. If you can kneel, we'll finish in prayer. Please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very much for blessing us as you have on this Sabbath day and the last 30 days. All the amazing movements of your hand, answers to our prayers, letting us know that the difficult trials that we go through sometimes, it's because we need to stop doing what we're doing and focus on you, because you're coming soon. It's going to end soon down here, and we don't need to be grasping onto the world because it's about to pass away temporarily. Well, pass away for humans anyway. It's just going to be nothing but dead bodies. And so we know, Father, the prophecies. And we thank you for giving us those prophecies too, so that we can be prepared. Please bless everyone on our prayer list, especially those that are lost and those that think they're saved, and everyone that's doing the work all around the world. Thank you again for blessing the brothers and the sisters that are out there in all the countries now, sharing this final warning and the faith, and getting prepared to receive the latter rain, to go forth and share it in thunderous tones to where millions are going to come into the truth. Thank you, Father, for letting us see this happen in our lifetimes. And thank you for the courage and the strength to endure what's coming, to the point it won't bother us in any way, shape, or form. Thank you for letting us know how real the peace of Jesus is. It's not like the way mankind offers peace. The peace of Jesus is nothing can remove it from our hearts. We thank you for that, and thank you for blessing everyone that's on the verge, on the fence, if you will, to be to come into this truth and to be family members for eternity. Thank you for giving us the words to share with them too. And we offer this prayer and all these praises that we share today to the best of our ability. And that ability always falls far short of the name we pray in. And that name is the name of your Son, our Savior, and our King for eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.